I'm indeed very happy to be back here today.
我非常高兴啊，能够再一次来到弟兄姊妹当中。
The worship that we have in the Bronx in our church is very much like what we did this morning.
在我所在的聚会呢，我们的敬拜呢，非常类似我们这边。
And since we worship the same Lord, we have much in common here today.
因为我们所敬拜的是同一位神，所以我们有很多共同之处。
Last time I was here in September, I spoke about four things that I've learned during my years of ministry.
在去年的九月份我到大家当中的时候，我分享到在我的服事当中的四件事。
That is the power of the gospel.
是这个福音的能力。
You don't have to be like people in order to communicate God's grace to them.
你不需要成为黑人来和黑人交通。
Many are called, but few are chosen.
很多人蒙召，但是选上的少。
And God is more wonderful than I ever imagined Him to be.
神实在是比我所想象的都要更加的美好。
Today I'd like to talk to you about three sayings of Jesus that form really the framework of life.
我今天要讲到耶稣基督的三方面，是来讲到他生命的这样的一个框架。
There are two commands and a promise upon which we can hang our whole lives.
有两个的这样的诫命，也有一个的应许。
The first is found in the book of Matthew, chapter 22.
第一处呢是在马太福音第二十二章。
Verses 36 to 38.
是在第三十六到三十八节。
Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment.
夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一。
The Great Commission has often replaced this great command as the most important command in the church.
我们在教会的历史当中，常常把神给教会的最大的使命来代替这一条最大的诫命。
That is, the command to go and to spread the news of Christ often becomes the major emphasis of our lives.
在我们的生命中，常常把神给教会的大使命啊，去使万民做主的门徒来代替这一条。
And certainly is important that we go.
当然，我们去传福音是非常重要。
But Jesus said that the most important command was to love God with all your heart.
但是主耶稣在这里讲的是最重最大的诫命是要来爱我们的神。
It makes sense that this would be the greatest command.
这是最大的诫命，实在是有它的道理。
Because the nature of God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is to love.
是因为父子圣灵三位一体的神，他的本质就是爱。
And therefore, when He made man in His image, He made him to love Him and to love each other.
这就是为什么神照着他的形象造人，就使得我们能够来爱神，并且能够彼此相爱。
And of course, sin has ruined all that.
但是我们知道呢，罪呢就污染了这一切。
And not only is it true that love is not the default mode of our heart toward one another.
不仅在我们当中，这个爱不是我们自然的一个情感。
But we do not have a heart that loves God.
我们也没有爱神的心。
This is a very serious problem for us.
这是我们当中一个非常严重的问题。
Because we can do many good things.
我们可以做很多好事情。
And people all over the world are doing wonderful things for other people.
在这个世上有很多人为别人能做了很多好的事情。
But God says that in our hearts we do not love Him.
但是神却常常对我们讲，我们心中不爱他。
Many people do love a divine being.
我们中很多人或许爱这样一个神圣的人。
But it is not the true God.
但是呢, 这个我们所说的这个神圣的, 我们所要爱的,
we as humans make up a God that we can find comfortable for ourselves.
在我们人当中的一个弊病就是我们常常造一个神, 让我们自己得到安慰。
That's why when people start studying the Bible in earnest and they find out what God is like, they often don't like what they read.
这就是为什么很多人在读圣经,真正知道神是怎样一位神的时候,他们不太喜欢这位圣经上所讲的神。
In fact, when God came in flesh, people did not love him.
实际上呢,在神做肉身来到世上的时候,就世上的人并不喜欢他。
They crucified him as we sang this morning many times.
他们就把他钉在十字架上,像我们今天早晨所唱到的很多的诗歌。
And it would be the same today.
今天也不例外。
When the real God is presented, there is a reaction against him.
当真正的神来到我们当中的时候,我们天然中是要抵抗这位神。
We really don't like God of the Bible.
我们实在是不像我们就圣经上所讲的,我们实在是不爱神。
That's why there has to be a miracle of God to change our hearts.
这就是为什么需要一个神迹来改变我们的心。
There has to be a supernatural transformation that God makes in the heart of anyone in order to love Him.
实在是需要一个神给我们那个超自然的在我们心中的改变，我们才能去爱他。
So the first and greatest command is impossible for us.
这第一个最大的这个诫命呢，对我们是不可能的。
It must be God Himself that enables us to love Him.
必须是神起意让我们能够来爱他。
And that is the good news, that He does in fact do that.
这最大的最好的消息就是他确实是这样做了。The
message of Christ as the risen, the crucified and risen Savior is used by the Holy Spirit to work love in our hearts.
基督耶稣受死并且复活，这个信息借着圣灵能够使得我们里面能够来回应神、爱神。This
great love that God creates in the heart of sinners is a reflection of the great love that the Son has for His Father.
我们这些罪人蒙恩以后，神在我们里面所产生的这个爱，就来反映到这个父与子。
Jesus saw His death on the cross as an exhibition of His love for the Father.
主耶稣在十字架上，他摆上是对于他父神的爱的表现。His
whole focus was to love His Father.
他的中心就是他要来爱他的父神。And
that's what He works in the heart of those who know Him.
这也是他在我们的每一个
a love for His Father.
他爱他的父神。
The second great saying is also a command.
第二个也是一个很大的命令。
And this is in Matthew chapter 28.
这是在马太福音第28章。
Which we know as the Great Commission.
这就是大使命。
And here's what it says.
这里在圣经中这样讲,
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
19节, 最后一章19节, 所以你们要去, 使万民做我的门徒, 奉父子圣灵的名, 给他们施洗, 凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵行，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。We
talk about what we really enjoy.
我们常常讲我们喜欢做的。If
you want to know what somebody really has a passion for, you just need to listen to them for a while.
我们要想知道别人对一件事情的热心，我们只要听他讲就好。They're
going to keep coming back to that.
他们就会经常讲到这样的事情。
If it's politics, if it's sports,
若是政治或者是这些这些体育活动，你可以从他所讲的听到。
Art, music, whatever.
像这种艺术和音乐，不管怎样。
We love to talk about the things that are meaningful to us.
我们非常喜欢讲我们对我们有意义的一些事情。
And that's why when we see Jesus in the Gospels, he's always talking about his Father.
在这个福音书中呢，主耶稣讲的时候，他总是讲到他的父神。
He just loved to describe the way that his Father was to those around him.
他实在是愿意把他父神来向其他的人开启。
And when we have been changed in our hearts to love God,
当我们被心被改变，愿意爱神的时候。
We want to talk about our Lord.
我们愿意讲到的就是我们的主。
We always keep coming back to Him.
我们常常话题就到了他的身上。
He's in our thoughts. He's in our hearts.
他是在我们的心思意念中，在我们的心中。
So that the Great Commission is not a hard command.
所以这个大使命不是一个难的诫命。
It's what we want to do.
是我们所乐意去做的。
We want other people to know about the one that is the most important to us.
我们愿意让所有的人都知道，在我们来说最重要的一个人。
And just like grandparents, I am a grandparent too. We love to show the picture of our grandchildren. We want to talk about our grandchildren.
做我们做爷爷奶奶辈的，我们像我自己也是爷爷奶爷爷，但是我就非常喜欢谈论我自己的这些孩子们。
Those who belong to Jesus want to talk about Him.
所以属基督的人愿意来讲到主耶稣。
And so Jesus gives us the command to go and tell everyone about Him.
所以主耶稣就给我们这个大使命，让我们去给每一个人传道他自己。
To teach them, to train them that they become followers of Jesus.
是来教训他们遵守，然后他们也成为主耶稣的门徒。
Certainly in our families, from house to house, to other towns, to other countries.
不光是我们的家，我们的邻居，还是我们的城市，甚至超过到别的国家，都是这样。
Because we want others to have a passion for Jesus that we have.
因为我们愿意让人都爱主耶稣，像我们爱他一样。
We want others to love him as we love him.
就像我们爱主。我们也让别人也来爱主。
John Piper, a writer, a pastor up in Minnesota, says that missions exist because the worship of Jesus does not.
有一个弟兄呢，他叫 John Piper， 他在明尼苏达那边啊，他讲到呢，这个我们之所以有这样的一个使命和任务啊，是因为主耶稣。
But we all have a different part of the task.
我们呢，这个任务呢，我们有不同的负担。
Very few actually go to another country, another culture.
很少人能够到别的国家别的文化中来传福音。
But those who belong to Jesus want to see that happen.
但是我们属于基督的，我们却愿意这种事情发生。
And so we support missions.
所以我们来鼓励来去到国外去传福音。
We pray that God's word would be spread from all the way from Beijing to Jerusalem.
我们呢也祷告，愿意神的福音能够从北京传到耶路撒冷。
To every part of the world.
每个世界的每个角落。
And we all have a different part in our own local area of.Spreading the mission of Christ.
对我们这个地区的传福音的这个任务，我们也有我们的责任。
But when we have a heart for Jesus and the spread of His gospel to others, then we are happy when other people are doing things that we are not called or not able to do.
当我们有个心向着神，有个心愿意传福音的时候，我们就愿意来支持这些。我们自己没有被呼召去做的一些传教的工作。
We want to encourage them.
我们愿意来鼓励他们。
We want to pray for them.
我们愿意为他们祷告。
We want to help support them.
我们愿意来帮助他们。
Because we like it when the message of Christ is spread. Because we love God. Without the obedience to the first command to love God, obedience to the second command to spread the message of Christ becomes merely a religious activity.
若是我们没有向神所给我们第一个最大的诫命，就是爱他，主啊，我们第二个神的大使命啊，只不过是我们在宗教里的一些活动。
So the spread of the message without the love of Christ becomes simply good works.
当我们没有爱神的心在我们的里面，我们即使传福音，那也是一个我们外面的活动。
But the love of Christ without the spread of the message doesn't make any sense.
但是若是我们说我们爱神，但是我们又不去传他的福音，那就好像这就没有办法讲得通。
They must go together.
他们必须是同时的。
And when we hear somebody say that they love someone, but they never talk about them.
我们有时候会说，听到有些人说他爱某个人，但是他从来和那个人不讲话。
We begin to wonder about that.
你就会很奇怪，会有这样的事情吗？
If they love her, why don't they ever talk about her?
若是他爱她的话，怎么不会讲到她呢？
If we love Jesus, we want to talk about Him.
若是我们爱主耶稣，我们就愿意来谈论到主耶稣。
And we want to hear others talk about Him.
我们也愿意让其他的人听到其他的人来传耶稣基督。
Of course, that means we want to hear from Him in His Word.
我们也愿意从神的话语中听到他。
We want to be taught about Him from others.
我们也愿意被人教训到主耶稣。
So being one who trains another means that we are also being trained ourselves.
我们当我们去来让别人知道主耶稣的时候，我们首先要受教于其他的弟兄姊妹们。
So the great command to love God with all of our heart, mind, and soul leads naturally to the command to share the love of Jesus with others.
所以尽心尽意尽力爱主我们的神呢，自然的就把我们带到神的大使命，就是传他的福音。
But these two commands do not depend upon our own strength.
这两个的使命也好，诫命也好，都不是依照我们自己的能力。
This is why we must look at the great promise that God has given to us.
And
the book of Acts chapter 1, we have it. We're in the time of preparing for the celebration of the death and resurrection of Christ. And then after that, 2 months after that, Pentecost.
在我们主复活以后，向门徒显现以后，就来到了这个五旬节的时候。
And here we have in Acts chapter 1 verse 7 and 8 the great promise that Jesus gives us.
就是在使徒行传一章第八节就有一个神给我们的极大的应许。
And he says, It's not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
第七节，耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候、日期，不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
Not only is it impossible to love God without the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit in us,
不仅是要是没有圣灵在我们身上所起的这个超自然的能力，我们没有办法去爱我们的主神。
It is impossible to obey the Great Commission without the power of the Holy Spirit within us.
圣灵的能力，我们也没有办法来遵守神的大使命。
It's not by our own ingenuity or cleverness or willpower that the message of Christ is to be spread.
传福音不是靠着我们自己的聪明、智慧、能力。
But it is the power of the Holy Spirit.
传福音是靠着圣灵的能力。
To love Him, to reflect His holiness to those around us, to accurately communicate the message of Christ requires the presence of God Himself in us.
来爱神，来向别人讲到神的圣洁，说来和别人讲到神是怎样一位神，需要神他自己在我们当中，与我们的同在。
With God's Spirit living within us, we can be confident that His message is going to be communicated to the world around.
神若是灵在我们的里面，他与我们同在，我们就可以把他来向人诉说的清楚、准确。
We cannot do it on our own.
我们没有办法靠自己来做这些。
We cannot reflect the character of God to others.
我们没有办法靠自己来把神的性情向别人讲述。
We cannot walk in humility.
我们没有办法靠自己来谦卑。
We cannot be true servants.
我们没有办法做两个这样服侍两个。
Without the Spirit of God within us.
若是没有神的灵，我们没有办法做这些。
And that's why this great promise is so important.
这就是为什么这个应许是如此的重要。
Because the commands are beyond us.
因为这些的诫命也好，使命也好，是超过我们所能做的。
But Jesus has promised that He has sent His Spirit, and we can live this life.
但是主却应许我们，他要把这个圣灵。赐在我们当中，我们就可以来做这个得胜的这个生命的见证。
We can live this life that reflects the character of Christ.
我们可以来过一种的生命生活，来反映神的性情。
That is speaking the truth without compromise.
那就是我们凭着爱诚实，凭着爱心说诚实话。
That is speaking the truth without arrogance or pride.
我们讲到真理，但是我们不是带着一种的骄傲或者一种的蛮横。
That is speaking the truth without shame or defensiveness.
我们讲到真理的时候，我们不觉得羞愧，我们不是要来保护自己。
That is willing to be a servant even though you're not appreciated.
即使别人不领情，我们仍然来服侍别人。
These are impossible things, but it is possible because God has given us His supernatural presence.
对人这些都是不可能的，但是神给了我们这个超自然的能力，我们可以做到。
That's the good news of Christ.
这就是基督的好消息。
When I was a young person in my early 20s,
当我二十几岁的时候，
I wondered how I could possibly keep up and follow Christ to the very end.
我就那时候我就困惑，我如何能够跟着主耶稣一直到这个世界的末了。
Life looked rather long to me.
对我来说，二十几岁呢，到我的人生的终点还有很长的时间。
But now I'm on the other end of that long life.
那我现在的年纪已经大了。
And I can look back.And see how God enabled me to do the impossible.
我可以来在这里见证的，就是神带领我做了很多不可能做到的事情。
It really is like walking on water.
实在是像在水中行走。
And that's the command He gives to you to walk on the water.
但是呢，神却给我们这种使命，我们要在水上行走。
They can't do that. Nobody can do that.
我们知道呢，没有人能够在水上行走。
But He commands it, and then He enables you to do it.
但是他却来给我们使命，让我们做这个不能做的，然后给我们能力，让我们去做。
You see, if you have been changed by the power of Christ, by His work in your heart,
若是你的心确实被主改变，给你这种能力的话，
and you love Jesus, your Savior,
你爱。耶稣做你自己的救主。
Then you want to obey the command to do the impossible.
你就愿意来顺服神的这个命令来做不可能的事情。
You do not say, "Oh, nobody can do that."
你不说, 没有人能做这些,
that's not me.
这不是,
I'm not that kind of a person.
我不是那样的人,
no, you say, I want to obey my Lord.
你会说, 我愿意, 我实在是爱来遵守我的主,
and you will take comfort in the promise that He's given you His Spirit, and you can do it.
你就会在借着这个神的应许, 神给我们的圣灵, 我们可以说, 我们可以做。
You will be able to overcome the temptation. You'll be able to overcome your personality limitations. You'll be able to overcome your excuses. And maybe even the abuses that you experience from your family and friends.
甚至在你家庭或者你的朋友当中对你的一些的不好的待遇, 你也可以胜过。
Because God Himself has promised He'll be with you.
因为神说他要与你同在。
What greater power are you looking for?
这里有没有更大的这样能力能够再给你呢?
What do you expect more than that?
你没有办法再从神那里得到更多的。
He hasn't given you enough?
他没有给你更多的吗? 足够的吗?
When He's given Him Himself, He's given you Himself.
当他给你他自己的时候, 他还能再给你更多吗?
That love for Jesus embraces the promise and lives the impossible life to the very end.
我们爱神, 我们就能够来抓住他的应许, 使得神这个能力可以从我们里面释放, 我们去做不可能的事情。
You who belong to Jesus have the two great commands before you.
所有信主耶稣的, 我们都有这样两个诫命。
Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. You don't do that yet, I know, because I'm like you.
我们第一条就是我们要尽心尽性尽意爱主我们的神。
And to bring that message to everyone around.
并且把这样的信息要带给我们周遭一切的人。
To participate in what He's doing in spreading the love of Christ to the world.
在主耶稣的福音, 他自己爱世人, 让世人也爱他的这样的活这样的事情上, 我们有参与。
And you have the promise also that He will be with you and give you power to do it.
你也有神的应许, 就是他要与你同在, 并且给你能力来做成一切的事。
You have a framework for living in those two commands and the promise of God.
我们, 实在是需要来做到这两条, 神给我们的命令。
Embrace it and never look back.
我们要来, 实在是来, 愿意来遵守, 并且呢, 不往后看。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
We do thank you, Father, because you're a God of grace.
亲爱的父神, 我们来感谢你, 因为你是恩典的神。
You're a God who's worthy of our love and affection.
你实在是配得我们的爱和我们的敬拜。
And we who have been transformed by your grace praise you.
我们赞美你, 因为, 你的恩典把我们改变。
Thank you for changing our hearts from being cold and indifferent to you.
谢谢你把我们的心从一个对你冷淡的石头的心。
And seeing the gospel of Jesus, his death and resurrection on our behalf.
让我们能够真实看到耶稣基督他受死他钉十字架是为了我们的。
Thank you for telling us to love you because that's what we want to do now.
谢谢你爱我们。
Thank you for telling us to tell others about you because that's what we want to do.
谢谢你要让我们来告诉别人你爱他们。
And thank you for giving us the promise that you're with us and giving us power.
谢谢你给我们这样的一个应许, 就是你给我们圣灵作为我们的能力。
We praise you that you've given us all that we need in you.
我们赞美你, 因为你给了我们在你的里面给了我们一切需要。
Pour out your blessing upon all your people through Christ Jesus. Amen.
我们来求你来借着耶稣基督来祝福所有的人。 Amen.
Okay. Well, Joseph asked me to give example of how God has sustained me.
任弟兄啊，请求我来给大家一个一些的例子，他神怎么来使得我能够这么多年过来。
When my wife and I were married in 1971,
我和我妻子呢是1971年结婚。
We wanted our home to be a place where people would find the healing power of Christ's gospel.
我们愿意我们的家那个时候呢，成为耶稣基督来医治万人的地方。
We had a community of 10 adults in our home.
我们在我们那里呢有10个成年人。
And we had an outreach to our neighborhood. A church formed in our home.
我们的教会聚会呢是在我们的家中。
And then a few years later, I became the director of a residential program for men with drug and alcohol problems.
几年以后呢，我就成为一个这样的一个项目的一个主管，那就是讲到要给这些用这些毒品的这些人呢，让他们能够得到神的帮助。
And during these past 34 years now,
在这过去的34年当中,
I've seen God do the impossible.
我看到神呢，做了很多不可能的事情。
Because I stood in front of about 3,000 men,
我有时候会站在3,000多个男人的面前,
and told them that God could change their lives.
告诉他们呢，神可以改变他们的生命。Men
whose lives were wrecked.
这些生命呢是需要神的改变。Who
had been in bondage to various kinds of substances.
这些人呢都是有很多不同的捆绑。Who'd
left a wreckage of relationships behind them.
他们有这个他们的关系，在人间的关系呢，都完全的被毁坏。
Damage that was really irreparable.
很多的这样的损坏了，没有办法来修补。
Except for the power of God.
除非是神的能力。
But I knew that I could not tell these men that unless I myself was trusting in Christ.
若是我自己不相信，不来依靠神，我就没有办法告诉这些人。
And so we had promised that we would not ask for money to run our program.
所以呢，我们就定下这样的心意，我们不来主动来求有金钱的这样的支持。
We would not go around to churches or write letters asking for money.
我们不会到各个教会来要经济的支持，或者是写信来要。
Because if God couldn't answer prayer for money,
因为主在我们求这个事情的话，神对于钱的事情不一定会。He
can't answer money. He couldn't answer prayer to change lives.
他可以来答应我们要改变人生命的祷告。In
other words, if God can't do something in the physical world, how can we think He can do something inside?
若是我们不能够相信神，他在这个世上能够做事，我们怎么能够相信他能改变人的心？
And so over these past 34 years, I have seen God answer in amazing ways.
在这过去的34年，我看到神呢一直在做这些非常奇妙的事。
And I know God answers prayer.
我知道呢，神实在是听我们的祷告。
He not only answers prayer to provide finances for something to keep going that He wants going.
不仅神答应我们的祷告，给我们足够的经济，这样的经济能够使得我们能够做这些事情。But
He really can change the heart.
更是他能够来改变人的心。
He can change relationships. He can take a man who has ruined his life and restore it.
他可以一个人，作为一个人已经完全关系都毁灭的，他可以让他能够重新。
So I am as sure of that as I am that you are actually here in this room.
我对你讲的确确实实，是我所经历的，像你所听的那样真切。
God is powerful enough to do what no one else can do.
神实在是有足够的能力做没有人能做到的。
As part of that whole process of seeing God do the impossible, we have adopted children.
在这个过程中，我们看到神行不可能的事情的时候，我们就开始来领养孩子们。
I didn't know when we got married that my wife really wanted a lot of children.
在我结婚的时候，我不知道我的太太呢要很多的孩子。
I probably would have been content not having any children at all.
我甚至在那个时候我没有孩子，我也没有抱怨。
But that would have been a big mistake.
这就是我当时的光景。
So we began adopting children in 1982.
在1982年开始，我们就开始来领养很多孩子。
And we have adopted seven children.
我们已经领养了7位孩子。
And some of those adoptions also were impossible. We didn't have the money to pay for them.
很多呢是这样的领养是不可能的，因为没有钱来领养这样的孩子。
And God provided the money through other people.
这样的神就使其他人给我们这样的足够的经济的支持。
One of our children, two of our children that we adopted, was not wanted by anybody else because of the problems they had.
有其中我们领养的两个孩子呢，他是有些的问题，所以是没有别人愿意再领养的。
But if Christians in whom the Spirit of God lives cannot handle the most difficult situations, who can?
若是我们这些里面有神的灵的，我们没有办法来做不可能的事情的话。
So for me, the challenge for a believer in Christ is not to just do what seems possible.
那若是我们不能做，谁能做呢？ 所以说我们确实是要做，神要派我们做那些不可能的事。
But to say, I want to demonstrate that God actually has the power to do what nobody else can do.
我们就是要来见证，借着神的能力，我们可以做神所不能做的，而其他人不可以做的。
Now we could do that because we are part of a church.
我们可以这样做，是因为我们是教会的一部分。
And we have the support and the approval of our church.
我们可以得到教会的这样的认同和支持。
There are people who try to do something that's impossible and they don't do it.
有些人他想去做一些不可能的事，但是他没办法做。
Because it's really not the will of God.
因为那不是出于神。
That's why a church like you have here is so important, because you need to have wisdom that comes from the body of Christ.
这就是为什么我们在一起聚集是那么重要，因为我们可以能够从弟兄姊妹从聚集当中得到神给我们的带领，聪明智慧。So
this is not just a matter of me and Jesus.
这不仅是我和耶稣个人的关系。Because
if it's just me and Jesus, then it's really just me.
若是只是我和耶稣的话呢，实在来讲就是我自己。It's
we and Jesus.
是我们大家和耶稣基督。It's
the body of Christ functioning together that is able to do the impossible.
是耶稣基督的身体，是我们大家在一起才能做成不可能的事。It's
not one or two superstars that are particularly gifted.
不是那两个大的明星，一两个大的明星来做那些有充满恩赐的事。
It's the whole body of Christ that does the impossible together.
是基督的身体一同配搭来做不可能的事。
That's why I'm excited about the church and this church.
这就是为什么我对聚会对教会对我们这里边的聚会我们非常的觉得非常的兴奋。
Because as you have the great command to love God and to then to spread that love to others.
当我们有这样的一个诫命，我们要来爱神，并且要爱其他的人。
And you have therefore the promise that He is with you. You together can do what doesn't seem to be possible.
我们呢就有这个神给我们的应许，我们一同在一起啊，我们就可以做神让我们做的那些对人来说不可能的事。
When I was about 20 years old, I needed to know that this was indeed real.
在我20岁的时候，我就想，我们我就愿意来知道这是不是对我是真实的。
I didn't want to just hear all the religious talk going on inside of church walls.
我不愿意在这个教会的这个里面外壳当里面来只是来在宗教中打转。
I wanted to see God's power actually demonstrated in real life, in real impossible situations.
我愿意来看到神的能力在一些的真实的情况中和真实的人事当中来显明。
And so, in my own personal life, in my family, and then in the work that I've been involved in, I've seen the supernatural work of God.
在我个人的身上，我的家庭，还有我所做的神给我的托付上啊，我都看到了神在做人所不能做的事情。
You young people, some of your elders have done amazing things in you being where you are today.
我们当中的年轻人之所以现在的情形，是因为我们的长辈我们的父母亲做了一些。很好的不同寻常的事。
Could I ask you a question here? How many of you were born in another country?
我来问大家一个问题，就是我们当中若是在别的国家出生的，我们举手。
Amazing. Now you, how many of you then? Let me rephrase that. You who were born in this country.Those people who raised their hand have made amazing sacrifices for you to be here.
我们当中在这里出生的若是出生在这个国家呢，我们可以讲就是那些刚才举手的呢，是付了很多的代价，所以我们能够在这个国家出生。
You don't realize the struggle, the difficulty, the changes inside that take place to have to move to another country.
你可能若是你在这儿出生的话，你可能不能够了解从一个国家到另一个国家，我们需要经过很多的这样挣扎。
They have done amazing things.
这些从一个国到另一个国家的这些做了很多不寻常的事。
But they want you, you young people who were born here, to do greater things.
但是呢，他们呢就希望这些从这里在这边出生的年轻人呢能够做更大的事。
You need to accept that challenge that you are going to go from where they have brought you to see God's work expanded in your own life.
就是我们年轻人呢，就应该在我们所现在站的根基上，在能够继续的发展，能够做更大的事。
To launch from where they have brought you to see the works of God spread.
从我们现在所站定的这个位置，年轻人可以呢，把神的福音，把神的工作呢，继续往前推进。
Because we're not here just simply to make our lives comfortable. We are not here simply to make our lives comfortable.
你在这里呢，并不是要让我们大家都觉得舒服。
God has a purpose for you in the expansion of His kingdom.
神在你这些你们这些年轻人心中呢，也有一个极大的一个目的，就是让神的工作能更大更多的展开。
To demonstrate His great power and love to the world around.
来显示神的能力和神对于这个世界的爱。
Do that so you can teach your children to go beyond you.
我们这样做的时候呢。这些年轻人，我们就可以使得这些我们自己的后代能够继续的往前。
To do even greater works that God might be glorified.
能够做更多的、更大的事，使神得到更多的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
Am I finished? Am I finished? Okay. Thanks.